Peter stands waiting by his car, which is parked on a darkened country road. Outside of New York City, 86 hours ago, Noah's car pulls up nearby. He gets out and walks over to Peter.
I want to see him.
Noah opens the boot of his car to reveal Nathan's dead body.
Plane's ready to go. I can handle this, Peter. You don't have to have any part in it.
Yeah, I do.
Chapter 13, Let It Bleed. Present day, Peter's at a wake for Nathan when he's approached by a young woman.
It's awful. Did the police, you know, say anything? Engine fire?
Accident. Tragic accident.
I'm so sorry for your loss. Excuse me.
The woman walks on, leaving Peter standing on his own. He looks distant and far removed from the people attending the wake. At the carnival, Samuel's sitting at a table running his fingers over the blank sheet of paper in front of him. He dips the nib of a pen into a jar of watered-down ink. Placing the point of the pen on the paper, Samuel uses his ability to transfer the ink onto the blank sheet. The ink moves of its own volition across the paper, creating a portrait of an attractive woman. Suddenly, Eric comes flying through the air and lands on the table, breaking it.
I tried to stop him. I'm sorry.
Stop who?
Hello, Samuel.
Siler.
Oh, good, you remembered.
Get everyone to safety. Not too far, understand? Go!
Samuel helps Eric to his feet, and Eric hurries away.
I'm just delaying the inevitable.
You could have killed Doyle. You didn't.
I'll get to him. I'm much more interested in you. Memories were a little fuzzy, like an orange that's been left out too long, but I could still find my way back. Thank you.
My pleasure.
Been a while since my body and mind were together. Be a crisis for a lesser man having your soul ripped out of you, but not for me. I returned with one simple, singular thought.
I know, wait, don't tell me. Fun.
Feast.
Sylar pins Samuel against the side of the trailer.
Love what you've done with the place. Brought a lot more people in here. Gonna make me a lot more powerful.
No, it makes me more powerful. I got big plans for you. Kill me now, you'll never know what could be.
Everybody has big plans for me. I think that's all people have.
Sylar points a finger at Samuel, but then looks puzzled. He's looking at his hand in surprise when Samuel summons a cloud of dust and dirt which swirls around Sylar like a miniature tornado. Sylar's telekinetic grip on Samuel is released. As the raging dust storm subsides, Sylar falls to the ground, unconscious. Half his face has been horrifically ground down to the bone. Heroes, created by Tim Kring. In her dorm room, Claire's putting on eye makeup, and there's a knock at the door. She opens the door to Noah.
Hey.
You all right?
I wasn't expecting to see you.
Thought I'd give you a lift.
Oh.
You don't want a ride?
I'd actually prefer if you didn't come. You lied to me. Once again. About Nathan's death, about what you did. God. It was Siler. Did you forget that it was Siler? Do you forget what he did to me?
No.
He attacked me. He cut open my head. He killed my father and you. You dressed him up in Nathan's face, and I hugged him. And I felt love for him.
We did the wrong thing for the right reason. We found a way to contain Siler and to keep Nathan alive at the same time. Claire, didn't work. We shouldn't have done it.
You did. And I need time to grieve without being reminded why.
She walks past him to the door. At the wake, Angela goes over to talk to Peter, who's staring out of a window, lost in thought.
I keep looking up too, hoping to see him. We never have been very good with death, have we? Or its complications. Can't have been easy for you covering this all up with Noah. How are you?
Okay. I'm okay, Mom.
Nathan was a better liar.
Must have gotten that from you. I'm sorry. You don't deserve that.
No, sure I do. I deserve every ounce of your wrath.
No, you don't. Just want to put my fist through a wall right now.
No, you want to put a fist through Siler.
What do you want, Mom?
Don't do it. Nathan was right. You need to fight the good fight. Revenge will only get you killed. And I cannot bear to lose you, too.
He spots Claire across the room.
Claire's here. Hey.
Hey.
You want to help me in the kitchen?
You trying to escape?
As quickly as possible. Hey, guys, why don't you take a break? Thanks.
The kitchen staff leave.
Hey, where's your dad? Didn't see him out there.
I asked him not to come.
You pissed?
You're not?
Oh, I am.
Good, because you're about the only person who's on the same page as me. It's a hell of a lie.
Trying to protect us.
Yeah, that's fine. I get that. But, I mean, did they really think that they were going to get away with it? Forever? That we would just never find out? Ow! Damn it! It's not healing.
I have the Haitian's power. I'll turn it off.
No, don't.
Let me find you a Band-Aid.
A Band-Aid. I have not used a Band-Aid in forever. It's nice to feel pain. Feel normal.
Or anything but normal.
Mourning Nathan could not be more ordinary. It's what we're here to do. To cut lemons and limes and remember that stupid jerk. I can't believe he's gone. Well, I hope he could find heaven because he was a terrible navigator. I mean, for a guy who could fly.
Why are you laughing? What's so funny?
He gave me endless grief for dating a guy who could fly. He said I had daddy issues, which I do.
Whatever happened to that kid? What was his name?
West. He goes to NYU. We're Facebook friends. It's nice telling stories. It makes it a little easier. What about you? You must have a million of them.
He looks at her.
I'm gonna take these out there.
Claire watches him go with a sad expression. Noah returns home. He turns on a light and closes the door behind him. Walking over to a desk, he turns a lamp on, unaware of figures lurking beyond the frosted glass windows behind him. Noah removes his coat and drops it on a sofa before going over to one of the windows and sliding it open. As he walks away again, Edgar uses his super speed to enter through the window, wielding two lethal-looking knives. Just as he's creeping up on Noah, Noah spins around and uses an electric stun gun to incapacitate Edgar.
Won't get fooled again.
Now, Noah's talking to the owner of a sushi restaurant who's saying, no, absolutely not. Noah tells him, thank you for letting me use your freezer for my needs, Mr. Nozawa, but I need your restaurant to myself tonight. I wouldn't ask if it wasn't necessary, and of course, you will be compensated. Lauren enters. She bows to Mr. Nozawa and says, Mr. Nozawa, it's been ages. He says, you brought in the Iron Maiden. This is serious. Noah hands him some banknotes, and as he leaves, says, thank you, Mr. Nozawa.
Hey, restaurant closed! Everybody, get out!
Iron Maiden, seriously?
Just a little nickname that you earned back in the day. It's a compliment.
What are you doing here, Noah? Aren't you supposed to be at Nathan's wake?
Claire didn't want me to come. You have the sodium thiopental?
You want to talk about this?
There's just nothing much to talk about. I misled her. She's angry. I don't blame her. Maybe if I had followed my gut on this, the whole thing wouldn't have happened.
So the truth serum's for you. You're going to confess everything to Claire?
Not exactly. Do you remember the speedster down in Miami?
Carlos, the Cuban Missile Crisis, we couldn't figure out how to stop him.
Well, it turns out that speedsters don't like the cold. Or quaaludes, but mostly the cold.
Tightens their muscles, slows down their heart, levels the playing field.
Meet Edgar.
Edgar's tied up in a freezer.
He's gonna tell me everything he knows about the carnival. Needle?
Noah uses a syringe to extract some serum from a vial. Lydia and Samuel at the carnival.
Why did you put Siler in my trailer?
Because you're going to help him.
He's not...
dead, no. No, he's amazingly resilient. Muscles knitting back in the flesh. But even though all the parts are back into place, there's something wrong with him.
Well, yeah.
No, not that. He had the chance to end me, and he couldn't. He's different. Not the cold-blooded killer, not the blank slate.
Then what?
That's what you're going to find out, and how we can use that to our advantage.
How am I supposed to do that?
With your charming personality.
I'm not some piece of flesh you can just toss around.
You didn't seem to mind the last time he was here. Don't be petulant. It's ugly. Everyone has to do their share.
I know the rules.
If you had strength, I'd put you in construction. If you had the wisdom, you'd teach the children. But no. These hands are meant for a softer trade. Plying out the demons that haunt men's souls. Don't disappoint me.
Samuel kisses her fingers, then walks away. Lydia smiles thoughtfully for a moment, then goes inside her trailer. She approaches Silar, who's lying still unconscious on a bed at one end. His shirt is open, and she runs her fingers across his bare chest, then strokes the skin on his face, now perfectly healed.
Your skin is so soft. Like a baby.
What are you doing?
I'm gonna help figure out what's wrong with you.
There's nothing wrong with me.
I heard differently. You couldn't kill Samuel. Let's find out why.
She goes to kiss him.
What are you afraid of?
Sylar returns her next kiss. Lydia sits astride him as the kiss turns passionate, and Sylar starts to remove their clothing. As they kiss, Lydia experiences brief, empathic flashes. Sylar breaks away.
You're lonely. You're afraid you're gonna die alone. But you want love. You just don't think that you deserve it.
Do you know what I do to people like you?
You cut open our heads. You steal our powers.
You see what people want. Desires, their hopes. I like it.
He kisses her again.
What are the tattoos for?
A map. How to find what you need.
He grips her throat.
You want to help me. You want to manipulate me to your agenda to kill Samuel. I see what you want. I got your power. I don't need to kill. That's just something I like to do.
Not anymore. You're impotent.
Sylar shoves her away. He glares at her for a moment, then picks up his shirt and leaves. Claire's looking at a framed photo of Peter with Nathan when Angela joins her.
I tried to find a photo of you, but
there are none of the illegitimate daughter.
Nathan wanted to acknowledge you.
But you convinced him that it would tarnish his career. I know, I've heard the story.
You're angry?
I'm disappointed in you and my dad. I'm supposed to look up to my elders, yet I can't believe a word that comes out of either one of your mouths.
Well, I can't blame you, Claire. But you do have a good head on your shoulders. You've grown into a fine young woman. It's Peter I'm worried about.
Wow, that I actually do believe.
He's empathetic beyond his years, but now it's his time to grieve, and he has absolutely no idea how to go about it. He needs a shoulder to lean on. Yours.
You're his mother.
I am. But like you, I'm afraid he will never trust me again. He'll listen to you, Claire. He's up on the roof, listening to that police scanner, looking for justice. Please help him.
Claire goes up to the roof. Peter's nowhere in sight, but she finds the police scanner.
At 1583 West Hudson, I have a barricaded suspect and hostages. Shots fired. No sign of suspect. All units, hold back. I'm alone in here, and I don't want to agitate him.
A uniformed police officer.
55 standing by. In position outside South Corridor. No sign of suspect or hostages. Waiting.
Peter renders the policeman unconscious. Now, he's treating a woman with a serious leg injury.
I need you to keep breathing. Just breathe. Claire? What are you doing here?
I followed you. What the hell do you think you're doing?
Claire, I'm helping. So are you. Come here. Give me your hand. Put it right on that. Right there. Don't move. Claire, this is Wendy.
Hey.
Hi.
Don't worry about the blood. Just keep the pressure on, okay? And don't move. Wendy, what did you say this guy's name was?
Adam Malamute. He got fired and then he just went crazy.
Just relax. I'll take care of it.
Peter, you can't do this.
It's a little late for that.
Peter, wait. Why are you doing this?
Because I need to be more than a band-aid, Claire.
Wait! I'm the one who can't get hurt by bullets!
Peter's already gone.
Just take a deep breath and through your nose, out through your mouth. Try to stay calm.
Noah to Edgar.
Where's Samuel? What's he planning? What does he want with Claire?
I don't know. I swear.
Noah picks up one of Edgar's knives.
Nice weight. Good balance. Sharp as hell. You make this yourself? Oh, this is fine work. I'm impressed. Hey. Is this the knife that cut me?
Yeah.
Let's start again.
Where's Sam?
Noah, can I talk to you?
Noah looks at Lauren, then removes the blade from Edgar's throat. He steps outside the freezer room.
Look, I get that you're angry. This guy sliced you up like this albacore.
That's Toro. And this has nothing to do with revenge.
You sure? Because his face looks an awful lot like revenge.
I just want some answers.
I know you do, but I can tell you that torture doesn't work. Look, I might have been the Iron Maiden back in the day, but I have changed. And you may think that I'm shoving my liberal agenda down your throat, but you are losing your target. You're emotional.
I'm not emotional.
Worried about Claire? What Samuel's done to her, said to her, and these medieval tactics aren't getting you anywhere with either of them.
Thanks for the sodium thiopental.
Stop using him as a punching bag and start talking to him. There's a story you're not getting here. Try to be objective, look at the facts of the situation.
He doesn't have a compass.
Why doesn't he have a compass? Honey tastes sweeter than vinegar, I promise.
Claire still applying pressure to Wendy's leg wound. The gunman, Adam, appears and points his weapon at her.
What the hell are you?
Don't worry about her. There you go. You just keep that gun pointed right at me.
You work here?
No. I'm just like you. Having a bad day. The worst, in fact. You see, I just buried my brother. He was murdered. And if that's not bad enough, I had to stage his death. Like I'm some kind of mobster or spy, but I'm not. I'm just some kid from New York City. And now everyone expects me to shake hands and pretend like everything's normal, but it's not. It's far from that.
Why are you telling me this, man?
Because I understand where you're at right now. You want to punish the people that have hurt you. I know what that feels like. I want to torture the guy that murdered my brother. I want to make him scream. That's all I can think about. But I'm trying to be hopeful. I'm trying to be strong, even though I feel myself slipping. Like I promised my brother that I'd be a hero. Don't make me a liar. Not today.
For a moment, it looks like Adam will relinquish his gun. But then he shoots Peter. Later, Claire's standing over Peter, who's lying on an ambulance trolley.
It hurts every time.
Well, it's supposed to. That's what happens when you take a bullet.
I thought I'd get to him first. You did take him down, though.
Yep. Save the day.
It's your turn now, Claire. Come on, help me out.
I don't think that's gonna solve anything, is it?
What are you talking about? Quit messing around.
I'm messing around. What about you? Huh? Running into danger, going off after Siler? You're not gonna do anything but get yourself in trouble. You've got to stop.
No.
You have to.
I can't.
Claire clutches his hand, allowing him to mimic her ability.
I'm not always going to be here to be your personal safety net.
Peter sits up and examines his freshly healed shoulder.
I guess this is a good ability to hang on to.
And even if you do, then what? Huh? What kind of life is this? Human pincushion.
If I keep moving, if I just act on instinct, I don't have time to think.
What about Nathan? Nathan would be so pissed at you right now. Lying to yourself, lying to us. You're not honoring his memory, you're avoiding it.
If I think about it, then it's real. If I mourn, then it's real. I miss him.
I know, me too.
She hugs him. Holding a cup of tea, Noah carries a chair into the freezer room and places it down next to Edgar.
You like tea? Stupid question, you're British. Here, drink up, you must be freezing.
I thought the skirt was the good cop.
Oh, the skirt is the good cop, trust me, this is our idea, the two of us talking.
If it were up to me,
you'd be down six fingers by now. I spotted you as I came out of my daughter's dorm. I figure your top speed is somewhere between 600-700 miles an hour. More? You could have killed me at any time. Flew past, gutted me, blink of an eye. But you want me alive. You need me for something. What is it? You don't have a compass. You can't get home. What are you doing out here?
Exiled.
What did you do?
Found out that Sammy killed his brother Joseph. He convinced a lot it was my fault.
And they just believed him on his say-so. What's he planning? What's he gonna do with them? Is he recruiting more?
I don't know. Sammy's all about saber wrestling. He ordered me to kill Danko. To slice up your gut. Sorry about that.
You don't seem like a hitman to me.
I'm a juggler. Joseph taught me. Called it the most useful skill a man needs.
A juggler.
You can keep a chainsaw, knife, and torch in the air. You can balance anything.
But you're all out of balance. You're exiled. You're lost. Why did you attack me?
I thought if I caught the boogeyman, brought you back to Samuel, he'd take me back.
You'd go back to Samuel even after he killed your friend and blamed it on you?
I'm afraid of what he's gonna do to my friends, where he's gonna lead my family.
That makes two of us. We can help each other here, Edgar. Enemy of my enemy makes us less antagonistic. We could stop Samuel together before he has a chance to hurt the people we love the most.
You think that tea's gone cold?
Noah picks up the teacup and holds it while Edgar takes a sip. At the carnival, Silas smashing up some of Samuel's belongings.
Fresh out of ink. You destroyed the last batch.
Then make more.
You want a tattoo? You want to find out where you're supposed to go next?
I say you're already here.
I don't think so.
I know why you can't kill. Lydia told me everything.
I doubt she told you everything.
You think people are lying, manipulative bastards. I'm just trying to con you.
Aren't you?
You're hurting. You need a friend.
Even though I tried to kill you?
Especially because you tried to kill me. You're not special. You're like everyone else. We all need people who understand us.
Care for us.
Samuel picks up the ink portrait of the woman.
Who is she?
Vanessa. Love of my life. I'd move mountains for her, if she'd ask me.
Haven't seen her around here?
She's not. She's out there. I'm afraid she'll reject me. for who I am, for what I've done. That's the way you think, too. That no one could love you.
Stop pretending like you know who I am. You have no idea.
I know Hiro Nakamura said you're going to die alone, and it's haunting you. I know you. I am you. I'm not a good guy, but I'm not all bad either. I found love and forgiveness and acceptance right here, and you can too.
If that's true, let the tattoo show me, and I'll stay. What? You afraid I might see something else?
I'm a carny. I live for games of chance.
Samuel picks up a broken flower pot and sprinkles the earth it contains through his fingers. Noah to Lauren.
You sure we should have him up here?
Trust begets trust.
Oh, I never had miso soup before. It's good. Thank you.
No, thank you, Edgar. This is invaluable. Now we know what we're up against. The problem, of course, is finding it.
Claire has a compass.
No.
I'm just saying.
I'm not putting her in the middle of this. You must have a way to get back in.
Lydia, she has no great love for Samuel.
Good. Good. Okay, we're going to isolate Samuel here in this backstage area, quick and targeted.
And nobody else gets hurt, right?
Ideally.
We're going to do everything we can, but this is a raid.
When it's over, I promise you, we will take care of everybody. We'll find them all homes.
They've got a home. The carnival's our home. Samuel's the problem.
If they're wrapped around his finger, he's going to use them to protect himself.
They're lambs. They know no better.
He's brainwashed them, Edgar. Look what he did to you. He turned you from a juggler into an assassin. Even if we stop Samuel, can you promise me that somebody else won't just take his place?
I know that you think of this as a family, but it has a lot more in common with a cult. Your friends need help.
They need to be left alone.
Left alone, out in the open, makes them targets. I have never seen that end well. But by separating them, by reintegrating them into the real world, we can make sure that this doesn't happen again.
Edgar's undone his handcuffs.
What are you doing, Edgar?
It was a mistake coming here trusting you. I won't let you hurt my family.
Okay, Edgar, just slow down. You're not a violent person.
No. You are.
Edgar grabs the carnival layout from the table and speeds out of the room. At the carnival, a shirtless Sylar stands watching as Samuel dips a wooden pen into a jar of ink. Sylar seems nervous as he allows Samuel to hold the nib of the pen against his chest. Immediately, the black ink passes beneath Sylar's skin and begins to crawl across his body. The stream of ink fluidly changes shape as it flows up to his shoulder and then down across his back.
What's it doing?
Stop thinking. Stop trying to force it. Just let it happen.
The ink moves on till the two men are staring down at Sylar's forearm.
Isn't that interesting?
I guess you were wrong. I don't belong here.
Claire and Peter are standing on the rooftop of a building, staring out across the city lights.
I like it better up here than down there.
I have a love-hate relationship with rooftops. You gonna go back tonight?
Yeah, we got school tomorrow. Unless you want me to stay, which I can.
No, I'm cool.
Yeah?
Yeah. I'm fine.
Because I've got to trust you. Can't have you lying to me, not you.
I'll always be honest with you. I promise.
She nods and smiles.
Strange request. Your boyfriend.
Wes.
Could you call him for me?
Yeah. Why?
We had everything we needed to end this, and I blew it.
You're being hard on yourself.
I thought the expression was too hard on yourself.
No, I said it right.
You still think honey tastes sweet?
I still think it was the right move, yes. Look, I've seen this before with other cult leaders. Samuel has done a number on Edgar.
He's got his hooks in all of them.
You mean Claire?
Yeah, I mean Claire.
You're still her father. You're the only one she has left, and she needs you. You know, the thing about burnt bridges is they can be rebuilt.
Noah smiles at Lauren. He turns away and looks down at a photo of Claire on his mobile. He starts to call her, then decides against it. Peter's still on the rooftop, looking down at a photo of himself with Nathan. He folds the picture, then rises into the air and rapidly shoots upwards into the star-filled sky.
Vanessa.
Samuel's repairing some damage to another ink portrait of Vanessa, putting adhesive tape over tears in the paper. He places the picture in a drawer, with several other similar sketches. Claire returns to her dorm room to find a note taped to the door.
In the library, studying late. Gretchen. Great.
She checks her mobile and sees there's a message from Noah. She looks thoughtful for a moment, then walks over to her bed and lies down. As Claire stares up at the ceiling, she's unaware that Sylar is hovering in the air outside her window, her face tattooed on his forearm. He lifts his arm and looks down at the image before gazing through the window at Claire.
Hello, cheerleader.
He continues to stare at her for a long time. To be continued.